You're invited to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Faithful confessor, Father wise and prudent, this glorious pastor, filled with joy forever, reigns in the heavens as we praise and honor. His worthy triumph, this priest and pastor, glorious and noble, taught by example holiness and virtue, as he strove always pure of heart and blameless to find God's favor. Now let us ask him, earnestly beseeching, that we be washed clean of our guilt and failings. By his petitions may he lead us onward to heights of heaven. To God be glory, who alone is mighty, praise in the highest, honor through all ages, who rules and governs with his laws and wisdom all of creation. Amen. Innocens manibus et mundo corde ascendet in montem Domini. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Innocens manibus et mundo corde ascendet in montem Domini. Exaltate, Regem seculorum in operibus vestris. Blessed be God who lives forever, because his kingdom lasts for all ages. For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever. He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles, among whom you have been scattered. When you turn back to him with all your heart, to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you. So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of the ages. In the land of my exile I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, to the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all people speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Exaltate Regem saeculorum in operibus vestris. Rectos dicet collaudatio. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with a ten-stringed lute sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new, play loudly with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, all who live in the world revere him. He spoke and it came to be, he commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations, he defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth, He sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers on the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Rectos decet collaudatio.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, and consider how their lives ended, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Day or night, they will not cease to proclaim the name of the Lord.
I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. What you say of me does not come from yourselves. It is the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, O Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, who by a singular grace gave the priest Saint Pius a share in the cross of your Son, and by means of his ministry renewed the wonders of your mercy, grant that through his intercession we may be united constantly to the sufferings of Christ, and so brought happily to the glory of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. You're invited to our first ever Sing the Hours Rome Jubilee Pilgrimage. As the antiphon says, from the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. We have 33 pilgrims signed up so far from the rising of the sun to its setting in Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. In Psalm 148, we are told to praise him, young men and maidens, old men together with children. We have pilgrims in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. November 16th to 24th, we'll be praising the Lord together with one voice in the most beautiful churches and basilicas of Rome. And we invite you, too, to join our pilgrim song. Click the link in the description to see the awesome itinerary that we've come up with Verso Ministries. And I hope we see you in Rome. God bless.